Full Service Radio is supported by Glen's Garden Market, a local grocery store, deli, and craft beer bar with stores in DuPont Circle at 20th and S Streets and Shaw at 8th and Florida. Good food from close by. Service Radio is proudly supported and hosted by Simplecast, the easiest way for a podcast creator to publish and distribute audio on the internet. For more information, visit simplecast.com.
Hi, welcome to The Leap, coming to you live from the Line Hotel in Washington, D.C. I'm your host, Sarah Gordon. I own a small business, Gordy's Pickle Jar, and one of my favorite things about owning a small business is talking with and learning from other entrepreneurs. And every Wednesday, I get to have these conversations on air by bringing together small business owners from a wide range of disciplines to share stories, tips, and advice. On today's show, I'm super excited to chat with Victoria Lai from Ice Cream Jubilee. Ice Cream Jubilee has been named one of America's best ice cream shops. Woohoo! And year after year, they win DC's best ice cream shop. I'm so happy to have you here, Victoria. And before we talk all things ice cream, I wanted to chat with you a little bit about the road that led you to Ice Cream Jubilee. So kind of what you did before you got here.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me, Sarah. I'm so excited to be here. This is a gorgeous studio and such a fun experience. My journey to owning and running Ice Cream Jubilee was really unpredictable. You know, it was kind of crazy, but at the same time, I think it's very familiar to many people like me and to a lot of people in Washington, D.C. So I graduated college and started working on political campaigns. If that's your thing, it's so much fun to do. There's energy and passion and no shortage of learning experiences. And so I started that right out of college. And then went to work for the government and get a law degree and moved to Washington, D.C. because I believe in public service. The entire time along it, love cookies, love baking, love dinner parties, love ice cream. And I was just always making this on the side, sharing it with friends. And that was just part of who I am. At some point when I was working as an attorney at the Department of Homeland Security for the Obama administration, I was like, this is amazing. This is I'm giving life to the American dream, but you know, what is my personal dream? Do I want to leave this job and maybe go to the Department of Labor or, you know, go corporate or do something different? And I was like, none of that sounds right to me. You know, it doesn't feel right, but it sounds like the right step for somebody else. And all I knew was that I wanted to try something different. So I had a 3-month break between finishing up a judicial clerkship and taking another position. And I was like, what can I do with my life that I could never do again if I didn't have these 3 months? I'm like, oh, I could go to the Grand Canyon. I could sit on my butt and watch TV. I could do that anytime. But what I couldn't do was go and work in food because I'd never done that before. So I took an internship, an apprenticeship at 420 Blackbirds.
Awesome.
It's so great. This pie shop in Gowanus, Brooklyn. And
the best pie ever.
It's so good. And I was like, I don't know. I have to commute for 45 minutes down to Brooklyn, roll out pie dough next to the oven in an unair-conditioned kitchen space, and stand on my feet the entire time. I'm probably going to hate it, but thank God I'll have this chance to do it.
Yeah. And of course, did they just have like internships available, or did you just kind of like knock on the door and be like, hey, I'd love to.
I mean, more like the latter, but I didn't just knock on the door. I stalked them. I had a friend who was like starting as a barista there. And I remember being at a baseball game and this person was like 10 feet away. And somebody was like, oh, yeah, he works at 420 Blackbirds. And I was like, no, let me climb over the crowd to get to him. I have to talk to him about it. So I baked some pie at home, took some photos, sent it to them on social media, said, like, this is what I love to do. I'd love to, like, you don't have to pay me even. I did end up getting minimum wage, but because they had somebody leaving for Labor Day weekend. And so I had this opportunity, and I found that I loved it. I loved being around food. I loved putting my hands in it. I loved being around people who would talk about it. And that was the start of me pivoting into, or like just having sort of the beginning of a spark of, this is something I love to do with my day. Yeah. And these are the people I want to be around.
So after the 3 months, you weren't feeling like it was like a grind or anything. You're like so energized by it. You're like, I love this.
So I actually only did it for two weeks.
Okay.
Oh. Because, and I was like, hey, so I make this ice cream and pie and ice cream go great together. Can I bring you some ice cream? And so one of the sisters actually said, well, the reason we don't have ice cream here is because my sister would eat it all if we kept it in the freezer. But we love your ice cream. We'd love to serve it here. But that very same day, I got a call from the director of the agency in D.C. that I ended up working for. And he was like, would you come and join the Obama administration to help bring in new citizens and work in the immigration process? And I'm like, that's the American dream. This is what I did my schooling for. That's what I want to do. And that's what I have to do. So I took that step, but not without learning about myself.
Awesome. So then you came back and you did the Homeland Security job.
I did. So I came back and I took the Homeland Security job and I brought all of my ice cream equipment from New York to DC. And I just threw myself into learning food photography and learning about how to make better ice creams, what recipes I wanted to use. And
kind of all in your free time.
All in my free time. So my schedule was insane that I would work maybe from, or I would leave for work at 8:30 and get home at maybe 6 or so, maybe 8 sometimes. But I could wake up at 5 in the morning and start spinning a batch of ice cream that I had made the night before, because it needs, you cook your egg yolks and you warm up your cream and you add all the flavors and then you put it in the refrigerator so it cools, and then after that you can freeze it. So I would make some flavors at night, put it in the refrigerator, make it into ice cream in the morning, let it set, come back from work, take photos of it before the sun set, put that on my blog, and then take the photos and be on the computer while I was making another batch of ice cream. And this way, I filled up my freezer so fast, and I was calling people who lived in my apartment building, just being like, hey, do you have some room in your freezer? And they're like, is it for ice cream or is it for like, you know, something else lame? I'm like, I just have like these 9 flavors that I made. They're like, absolutely, we'll be right down. It was fun.
So then how long were you at the Homeland Security for before you made the leap to start Jubilee?
Almost 4 years. Yeah. Almost 4 years.
And finally one day you woke up and you're like, today is the day.
In some ways, but it was really a gradual process. So I wanted to give my legal career in the government a full, fair chance. And I really did enjoy that job. But I was making ice cream on the side, and opportunities kept presenting itself to us. I know you spoke with Danielle Vogel from yep. Glenn's Garden Market. I walked into her store one day and said, hey, you've never met me. I'm Victoria. I make ice cream. Can I bring you some samples? And she said, yes. I let her try that. And she showed me how to grow my business with her business.
Amazing. And she's so good at that.
She is amazing. And she's done that for so many brands. Mm-hmm. And that was the stepping stone that helped me decide that I want to work with a commercial kitchen. I mean, that was almost simultaneous. Work in a commercial kitchen, continue to grow into other grocery stores, start having tasting parties, try to get my name out there.
Just a quick plug in here. So on that Danielle Vogel, Glenn's Garden Market note, Danielle and Glenn's are launching this amazing program for any female entrepreneurs listening in called Accelerate Her, where they're giving away $10,000 to a female entrepreneur. So don't miss that beat. Go to Glenn's Garden Market.com. To enter.
That's such a fantastic initiative that Glenn's and all these other women business owners are doing. Danielle walks the walk.
Yeah, she does.
She does.
She does. There's no doubt about that.
So what was sort of a turning point was, in addition to selling at Glenn's, I entered the DC Scoop competition. And actually, one of the reasons that I got into a commercial kitchen space was that was a requirement for this competition. And I love food competitions. I had like entered a Chinese food shrimp competition when I was in college, and whether I just love that thing. So I made about 13 gallons of ice cream, which was the most that I'd ever done before, which is won't even last us part of a day in an ice cream jubilee anymore. And it was 97 degrees outside on National Ice Cream Day in a parking lot by Union Market here in Washington, D.C. And there were 19 other ice cream businesses, regional, family, 20-year-old businesses. And I put my flavors up next to theirs, and there were 8,000 people who got free samples of everything, and Ice Cream Jubilee won People's Choice of Best Ice Cream.
That's awesome. And that I remember that was the moment
that I was like, whoa, I might need to rethink what I'm doing with this.
That's so great. So then you just continued to kind of like wholesale until you got like a retail opportunity.
So after that competition, I got an email out of the blue saying, hey, there's this new development down at the waterfront of Washington, D.C. in Southeast. Have you heard of it? Would you like to come? We're interested in having an ice cream shop down there. And I was like, Eastern Market, which
is... Look at what one contest get you, huh?
Exactly, exactly. I mean, so it was really a turn of events of people opening up their projects, their lives, and their businesses to Ice Cream Jubilee, to another entrepreneur, and especially, women-owned, minority-owned business that made it all happen.
So was it daunting to kind of go from, you know, to sign the lease on a retail space at the Yards?
It was really crazy. There's so much about starting a small business and growing a small business that's like being a parent, you know, because you're like, all right, I want to have a kid. I would love to be a mom. I would love to be a business owner. But, you know, you don't think that like 15 years from now, you're going to be driving to that slumber party, or, you know, worrying about the math test, or like 8 years from now, you're going to be up at 2 a.m. putting together the science project or something like that. I didn't really know what I was getting into, even though I'd done the numbers. I knew I was passionate about it. I had the following, everything. But it's been such a great adventure all along the way. So I wasn't totally prepared, but nobody ever is.
Right, 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 mm-hmm. right. Well, I'm really glad that you took the leap, because we love your ice cream. We love your locations.
What are your favorite flavors?
I really like a lot of them, but I might say probably mint. The minty mm-hmm. chocolate chip.
The fresh minty yep. chip. That's
so
a real
good.
Staple.
Yep. And snickerdoodle.
Snickerdoodle.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the...
You guys can't keep that. Like, it's like people just... You put it out and people... You know, you go in like 2 days later and it's gone.
It disappears so quickly. I think the hardest part of my job is deciding which flavors have to come out so we can put in new flavors. We just finished up doing a whole flight of flavors for Lunar New Year. And
those are really creative. I loved those.
It was so fun, not only because they tasted great, red bean almond cookie, kiwi lemongrass. My favorite was roasted barley tea. So we had Korean, Japanese, Chinese flavors, citrus, Sichuan, peppercorn. But this was a way of expressing myself, telling my story, and letting people be exposed either to new flavors that they had never thought about for ice cream, or reinventing flavors that they grew up with in a modern medium, and just sort of blowing their mind that way. It's so much fun.
Yeah. So are you like, do you have those kind of like mainstays on the grid now? Like fresh minty chips always on there, right?
Exactly. So, yeah. So
but
we
Snickerdoodles
have these,
isn't.
Snickerdoodle is a summer flavor.
Okay.
Like blueberry pie, yeah. And mango habanero, and a lot of great ones, but... Banana bourbon caramel, fresh minty chip, cookies and cookie dough, which is just like so chunky with stuff. passion fruit guava sorbet, gin and tonic sorbet. All of those are staples and a lot more.
Nice. So I want to kind of go back to you being a mom. Congrats. Awesome. She's so lovely. So you were kind of, you made the leap pretty quickly from one location to two locations simultaneously while building out a, you know, production space while being pregnant and then, you know, having a child. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about like, what was that like? How'd you do it all?
I I really don't know. I mean, I think that there's something that...
Adrenaline.
Yeah, adrenaline. And there's... I've heard people talk about this... This hormone or chemical that new moms get that just helps them forget of like the trauma of like waking up three times in the middle of the night. It's sort of like that, you know, like dealing with plumbing and contractors and whatever. I just try to move forward from it because now we're making great ice cream and the staff is happy there and everything. But again, building a business, doing all this at the same time, I look towards people who have done great things in the past. And, you know, you don't have to look to Marie Curie and Henrietta Hacks and like all these amazing, you don't have to look towards these icons. I look towards my mother. My mother is a Chinese woman in Houston, Texas, who studied engineering and decided to get into the home construction business while my sister and I were in grade school. And I didn't think anything of it when I was in school, because your mom does what your mom does, your dad does what your dad does. They come home and they feed you, and you whine at them if they're 5 minutes late picking you up from school, right? You don't think about all that they're going through.
Yeah, all the sacrifices they're making.
Exactly. And there's so many moms and dads who have more businesses or more kids to handle, more things to juggle. And if she could overcome all of that, you know, I figured that I could do whatever I put my mind to as well.
So you brought on the second location, and then at the same time you realized that you needed a place to be able to make more ice cream, right? Because you guys just were at capacity at the Arts. Right?
Yeah, it's like it's an exciting cycle, but almost a never ending cycle of growth. So you, you know, Ice Cream Jubilee was the most successful when we didn't have enough space to make our ice cream in our first location. That was a disaster because we had to be up nights in the middle of the night to make ice cream, and then we couldn't store the ice cream that we just made because we had no more freezer room, because all of our freezers had to store the ice cream that would get sold the next day. But we didn't have the lease on and the expense of a second location. So we opened the first location with the kitchen inside it. Then we moved back into Union Kitchen, the commissary kitchen space, because we just immediately needed more freezer room. And then we opened the second location and moved into the commissary kitchen space that's going to allow us to grow to 3, 4, 5
locations.
More stores.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you guys are soon enough going to Ballston.
Yeah.
Which is really exciting.
Really excited to bring Ice Cream Jubilee to Northern Virginia. We have so many people from all over the DC metro area who come battle city traffic and the National Games parking situation to enjoy our ice cream and also enjoy all the sights around those neighborhoods. But to be able to be in Northern Virginia and then have people to be able to pick up pints for their home or get it delivered at their house, and have another place from which we ship our ice cream flavors nationwide. It's going to really open up a lot of doors for us and for our customers.
That's great. Virginia, get ready. We're going to take a short break here, and we'll be back with Victoria Lai from Ice Cream Jubilee.
Support for The Leap and Full Service Radio comes from Glenn's Garden Market, a climate progress motivated grocery store, deli, and craft beer bar with stores in DuPont Circle at 20th and S Streets and Shaw at 8th and Florida. Glenn's addresses climate change by improving access to local, sustainable food producers. In 5 years, they've launched 80 small local food businesses. It's good food from close by. Glennsgardenmarket.com for more.
We're back. This is The Leap, live at the Line Hotel. Today we're on air with Victoria Lai from Ice Cream Jubilee, and we are talking about all things ice cream. So tell us a little bit about kind of, I don't know, tips that you would give, advice that you would give to people, you know, listening to this that are like, oh, I have that dream of, you know, being an ice cream entrepreneur.
There's so many pieces of advice. There's so many things that I've learned that I can't.
Well, follow your dream is one, because you've done that so well.
Yeah. I mean, so in that vein, follow your dream. I was just talking to somebody last night who wanted to leave their job and had an idea for a soup and sandwich place. And she was like, oh, I have a 2-year-old. Should I do this? Here's the, should I sign this lease? Here's my collaborator, but he has another job. And I don't really know if I like soup. I was like, time out.
Right.
If you are going to put your livelihood, your schedule, all your relationships on the line, make sure you love what you do. And what does that mean? Because like a lot of people love ice cream. And a lot of people eat ice cream a lot more than I do, honestly. I mean, I eat a lot of different flavors, but I try not to have like 3 full scoops every day. Because it's a lot of dairy, right. I'll like mix it up with sorbets. But, when things get tough and, you know, life just throws things in your face that just make business ownership challenging, what fuels me and makes me centered again is going back to my home kitchen and making new ice cream flavors. And I kind of love that almost none of them will get launched in our stores because they could be total mess ups. And but
the passion's there. You have the passion
is there. And that's an endless well. You know, it's not like, oh, you know what I really love? What centers me is like buying new furniture for my store. Well, you're not always going to have money for that. So you can't always have that as your well. You know, when creativity and your own, when you can dig back into your creativity, when something like that is what fuels you, then you know you might be onto something. And then you have to start testing out whether or not it's actually right for you.
Right. So did you have any like mentors along the way when you started? Or anyone like you aspired to, I don't know, just advice from other entrepreneurs, other small business owners, people in your field?
Yeah. You know, I love talking to other business owners. I think that there's so much camaraderie, especially in Washington, D.C. What makes our Made in D.C. community so strong is the openness from one business owner to talk to another and say, like, listen, I've had the same problem that you have, but talk to this contractor, talk to this lawyer, or, you know, here's my employee training manual. We think it really works. Like, you use it. Go, it's going to help you out. That sort of openness is constantly happening. So I think more than mentors, I've gained a wonderful team of friends. And, you know, Tiffany of Buttercream Bake Shop is doing amazing work. She channels so much art and heart and joy into everything she creates, and you can see it on her Instagram, you can see it in her store, you can see it on her,
taste it.
You can taste it. It's so amazing. But you don't really know. I think it's funny. The funny thing about getting advice is that it means different things when it hits your ears at different times.
Right. And always, you know, I always tell people, like, you know, what worked for us, like, might not work for you, but, mm-hmm. you know, it's still good to hear what other people's experience has been, but you got to kind of, like, pave your own path with whatever, you know, feedback and lessons you're learning.
Absolutely. Like, how much of your business, if you just think back on it, was, like, dictated because you had a lucky moment that you captured on, or you had an unlucky moment that you, like, either spun into being less bad, or you made lemonade out of those lemons, or something like that. You can't, it's hard to convey that, even in an anecdote, in a way that's not like, try not to be unlucky.
Right. or try to be really lucky.
Exactly. So, I mean, that's why it's so much more important to have people that you can go to always.
Yeah. It's really nice to see. We did, you know, Uni Kitchens, Meet the Makers for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, we just were there. We wanted to support Colin and all mm-hmm. those guys. And it's really great to see kind of like new brands, you know, step it up. And just the community that DC has is really inspiring.
The energy at those events with, you know, these brands hustling, and really you can feel it like 5 feet all around them, their energy and their passion for success. And then you can see all of the people who come to taste these newest brands, to support them. And you know that they will do anything that they can to make these main DC brands a success.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, are you familiar with some of the, I mean, the ice cream landscape has changed since you started. Yeah. I mean, with just new people coming in, we saw like some of the new makers making ice cream. I don't think they have storefronts yet, but we just met some of them. So how do you guys kind of like stay ahead of the curve?
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, the ice cream is not a new invention.
Yeah, like everybody loves ice cream.
Everybody loves ice cream. Everybody loves pickles. But your pickles weren't the first pickles in Washington, D.C. But they are making its mark, and it's staying.
Maybe the first one's produced in the district.
Yeah, absolutely. And maybe the first beloved brand of ice pickles in D.C. But, you know, people could make ice cream before, and they still can. People
right.
can make pickles. They can buy other pickles. They still can. What makes it unique is has many different levels. On the one hand, you know, it's our absolute fresh, best ingredients. All of our dairy is from South Mountain Creamery, which is just 50 miles away from here. And I love going to visit the cows. They're so adorable and cute. And you can really feel how important this family-owned farm in Maryland is. And I love being a part of sustaining that business, helping grow that business, and bringing their great product to city dwellers like us.
Yeah, you could taste their great dairy in your ice cream, too.
Thanks.
I feel like it.
Yeah, I mean, it makes a huge difference. A lot of the ice cream that you'll get on the freezer shelf or some, you know, from other states coming in, they have to be frozen and refrozen and transported and taken out on dollies from 18-wheelers. And for that reason, they're older. They have sometimes some stabilizer in it. Certainly the more commercial brands will have more of that sort of stuff. And you can taste that difference.
Right.
And then layered on top of that, there's just the personality and the heart and the creativity that we try and put in every single flavor. Even down to our bold vanilla. Our vanilla is, you know, I don't talk about this too much, but it's one of the most expensive brands that we make. I mean, flavors that we make. Because vanilla, because it's very easy to make ice cream or any product with vanilla extract, which is mostly alcohol, but to use real vanilla beans that are brought in from Africa and grown as an orchid, it really takes a lot to make the best product, but that's what we're committed to, and I think that's what our customers taste.
Yeah, awesome. Well, so what's your guys' kind of like your 5-year, 10-year plan for Jubilee? I mean, you already kind of, you're going for store number 3, which is awesome.
Yeah.
And so do you see yourself kind of just continuing to, you know, open more retail stores? Or are you looking to like branch out wholesale? Or do you guys do restaurants right now?
Yeah,
you
absolutely. You know, we sell our ice cream in several restaurants, and we're looking to grow that business and that partnership with more brands in the DC area. Because with the breadth of our flavors, there's so many complementary concepts that we could be with. We're already in several Whole Foods in Washington, D.C., and we'd love to start partnering more with them to grow our accessibility to be where people want us to be. We're going to open up another retail location in Northern Virginia in Ballston Quarter, and I'm really excited for that because we're going to be with so many other great brands co-located in a totally remade space.
Yeah, the development sounds great.
Mm-hmm. What's really, you know, and what's really important to me in our decision to open up another retail focus was that ice cream is an experience. You know, whether it's, although it's very nice to have a pint when you're in your pajamas on your couch, that's definitely its own experience. It's wonderful. Every single one of us has a happy memory about ice cream. You know, it could be with your grandpa, or it could be with your college roommate, or it could be, you know, when you got engaged. We have so many engagements and weddings happening.
Yeah, it's nice to be kind of like the happy spot, you know?
Exactly. And when, you know, in addition to making ice cream and letting that make me happy, I love being with customers. That makes me happy, and I wouldn't stop doing it.
Well, Victoria, you keep on making people happy. We're all going to watch out and see what you do here in the next couple years. Loved having you on the show today. Thanks so much for coming out. Thanks, everyone, for listening. The Leap will be back on air next Wednesday.
Thanks for listening to this program on Full Service Radio, broadcasting and recording from the Line Hotel in Adams Morgan, Washington, D.C. Full Service Radio programming can be accessed live and archived on fullserviceradio.org. Our talk programming is available on most podcast apps like iTunes and Stitcher, and our DJ sets are available on mixcloud.com/fullserviceradio. Full Service Radio features over 30 weekly shows and over 50 local hosts covering every topic imaginable. If you want to be a guest or get involved, email us at info@fullserviceradio.org. Follow us on Twitter at @FullServiceRDO, on Instagram and Facebook at Full Service Radio. Thanks for listening.